Hello, my name is Joanna Giraldi from the International Center for Program Management at Cranfield School of Management. In this podcast, I'd like to share with you some of the current debates going on in the area of project management. Specifically, I'll be briefing you on a paper called Innovation in Project Management, Voices of Researchers, that I wrote together with Rodney Turner, Anders Soderholm, Mike Hopday, Harvey Mailer, and Tim Brandy. So if we look around us, we'll see that we're surrounded by projects, from the development of cutting-edge technology to the writing of essays by school children. The discipline of project management offers us a large body of knowledge on how to deal with these undertakings. Frustrating, though, is that although much work has been devoted to this area, success rates are still poor. For instance, the latest CALS studies carried out by the Gordon Group demonstrated less than one-third of IT projects are successful, and this has been so for the last 13 years. So what's going on? Shall we just accept that projects are too difficult and we're never going to get it right? And if so, do we really need the discipline of project management? That's what my colleagues and I discussed in this paper. The paper was based on a closing section of the 80th International Research Network on Projects conference held in Brighton in 2007. The debate started with a polemic statement. This house believes that we no longer need the discipline of project management. Academics presented conflicting views around whether we need or not this discipline. We organized the arguments around a 2x2 matrix. On the top of the matrix, we considered what we understand as project management discipline, as whether a traditional body of knowledge or a research field. On the side, we considered the broader definition of the actor in statement, whether we're talking about us as practitioner or we as researchers. In the first quadrant, we as practitioners considered the discipline as application of traditional practices and tools described in the body of knowledge, including Gantt charts, project initiation documents, and value measures and the like. There are mixed views here. While some researchers argue that projects are never so simple and such a linear and prescriptive discipline is harmful, others argue that many projects actually fail because they lack of such structure at all. In the second quadrant, scholars unanimously agree that practitioners need the research field of project management. A good project manager needs to develop and deploy personal competences and good judgment rather than stick to the traditional discipline. In the third quadrant, we've observed an increasing use of traditional project management approach to manage research. Traditionally, academics wish to generate large numbers of publications, and one way to do this is to make research projects linear and mechanistic. The challenge with such a process is that it rarely fits well with the emergent nature of research. Attempts to make research then fit in the process prove highly restrictive. Finally, the fourth quadrant, we as researchers see project management research field as a point of convergence for teaching and research. Contradiction in the voices of researchers suggests that project management research is a fruitful moment of the revolution of paradigms, in which concepts that were taken for granted, such as the importance of control, are now put into question and new concepts are emerging. We wish that the new paradigm accepts the plurality of research in projects and that accepts those commentators that do believe that the discipline of project management and those questioning it. It might be exactly this diversity and contradiction that may add our comprehension of projects and perhaps help us to improve the low success rates. If you have any comment or would like to participate in the development of a better project management, please contact us at the International Center for Program Management at the Cranfield School of Management. Thank you.